Blog Talk Radio.
The blanket.
Blanket. It's
the dirt ball version.
No, it's not. It's not a blanket. It's the better than the snuggie.
Oh, I'm sure that's what they told us.
Oh, Joe.
What's the mail?
Heidi ho, this is Chuck Landington, and you're all set for a brand new Metal Injection live cast. Darren isn't here this week, so all the Eros y Pollo are free to wander the streets unmolested. Damn dirty Dominican prick. Here's the show.
Wow, everyone's a prick to Chuck Landington, apparently. Last week it was me, today it's 3D. Welcome everyone to another edition of the live cast.
Happy Ash Wednesday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm back this week. Darren 3D is out of the studio, but we are joined, as we are most weeks, by Noah, Sid, Sean, and sitting in is our guest host for the evening, the lovely Jenny.
Hi. And she's sitting in Darren's seat.
Did you bring
all
your sound?
She's going to fart all over his seat.
She might shit all over his seat, too, with the farts she's been shooting up.
I only did one fart, and it was only
It was quite
me.
Loud, yeah. Well, it was probably for everyone on the first floor of this building, but I was closest. So, in regards, could I just say...
appreciate it.
I, more in theory than in practice. Sean, any of your relatives that might be listening to the show, do they celebrate the Ash Wednesday? Do they get
Yeah,
the
my
Ash
mom even texted me. She said, it's Ash Wednesday today. And I was like, I know. I saw people walking around with ashes on the forehead. Are you going to get your ashes today? And I was like, no.
I was gonna start the show off by saying, if you got ashes on your head across this country, you're a fucking idiot. But I don't want to offend your family, Sean, so I will not say that. I will not say that. It was not said.
Everyone but Sean's family.
Yeah.
And my family.
Your family? I don't even conceive of you as having a religion of any kind or being born with a religion of any kind.
My mom's Catholic and my dad's Greek Orthodox.
No.
So, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I wasn't here last week, and I just want to say you guys are the biggest fucking yentas I have ever come across.
I don't even know
we're
that
called
word
opportunity.
A yenta is somebody that gossips a lot, particularly behind somebody's back.
Oh yeah.
But we didn't.
Suddenly you're sensitive.
I'm not sensitive at all. I'm just pointing out that within the first 5 minutes of the show, First of all, Kara and Christina are here, who are both lovely young ladies who I've met before, but I don't want to say that I know them very well, but they were like, hey, what's Rob about? Oh, well, he's eating his own... He's eating... No, that wasn't what you said. Oh, well, he's eating his own cum, which I like that. That's where the story has went. First of all...
Is that why you didn't come on Saturday?
I would like to clarify, I did not... I've never eaten my own cum. I've tasted.
How did the song go? What was the lyric in the fucking song?
That was the song.
Could you tell me what the lyric was?
And then
was?
At the end, we play the song
for
them.
Hold on. After. No. It was like, well, he's eaten his own cum. He's jerked off in an office. Like, that's your description of me.
But I thought it was good that.
No. There's nothing about. Oh, he's a lovely gentleman.
We didn't
he
say
is
you're
a fine
a
lovely gentlemen don't jerk off in their work office and eat their own cum.
Once for both. And
we're both.
And I would like to point out that there was.
Hey, we didn't say anything about your work
Can
ethic, okay?
Can I finish?
Yeah, which is also terrible.
I want to mention that there was not one nice thing said about me the entire. Any time I was brought up, it was in a negative light. I was at one point. I was literally waiting. I was like, okay. Someone's got to say something.
Why? But
what should ever happen? Yeah.
What should ever?
Wait.
You guys are terrible.
At the end, we did say, we miss you. That was the cover-up of
okay,
the entire show
that.
Before that.
Even when I was on the air, I didn't even get the context of the insults you were shooting my way.
Well, it made us laugh.
You guys
are such jerks.
You're total jerks. I'm never sharing any story with you guys again because it's just going to be like on my personal bio when another guest comes in.
Rob's been bitching about this since last Wednesday.
Forever. The one time I saw Jenny this week, I mentioned to her how it was like how you guys made fun of me the whole time.
And I have to listen to it.
Well, you could have came on Saturday and redeemed yourself, but you decided to stay home on your leopard sheet.
Because Jenny was over, and we were smoking. Jenny was like, I'm going to come by your house before we go to the show. And then she comes by, and then we get stoned, and she's like, I don't want to go to the show. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of don't want to go to the show either. So he just kept getting high.
Darren in the chat says that he stuck up for you. What do you have to say about that?
I have to say he totally added to the insults.
Yeah.
He is a liar.
Oh,
and
no.
he called me eccentric. How dare
you? Compliment.
That was a nice way of saying it.
That's a nice way of saying I'm weird.
No, you're exotic.
No, that's a polite way of saying that guy is weird.
That is the eccentric kettle calling the eccentric pot eccentric.
Yes,
is what that is. And I think you're both eccentric.
Is it
eccentricism
a part of the autistic spectrum?
Oh!
Yes.
Come on, Jenny, I'm here this week.
Sorry.
Darren says he didn't join in the insult. He was going with it as a mini roast.
He was too busy
he
laughing.
He did join in.
Yeah. I wasn't joining in on the insults. I was just contributing to the insulting.
He says after the fact, though, he felt bad.
Oh, well, no. That excuse. Well, no, I don't want to say I was mad. There was no point in the show that I'm mad because ultimately it was all information that I revealed.
And yeah.
But I just want to say the presentation, a little vicious.
Oh, why? Because they were girls?
Honestly, it's because they were real radio personalities. Because I really am like envious of their role in the community, and I wish I could one day be a real radio personality.
I do have to
because that's what they are right now. You kept mentioning that like 10 times.
Yeah, they're on the radio.
No.
They get
they're,
paid for it.
No. I believe you said they're real radio personalities.
Yeah.
Which implies that we're
Yeah,
paid.
We're not on the radio.
Oh,
we're on
okay.
The
so I am at this point a real podcast personality.
Right.
Got
but
it.
They're on the
I got
radio.
The
they're
well,
they're more far reaching.
What are their
honored.
Jobs on the radio specifically?
Their personalities.
Yeah, Kara is on air and she produces a show.
On air doing what?
She has her own show.
What's it called?
On Liquid Metal. She does Saturday Morning Metal.
Okay. And what about Christina?
Christina works on 2 talk shows. She's a call screener and she's an on-air personality.
On-air personality in what capacity?
She has thousands and thousands of listeners.
Yeah.
Some of which have called our show because she was on here.
Yeah, they sound like great contributors.
That's not what I asked you. I didn't say what her following was. I said on-air in what capacity? She has her own show?
No. She's like a third mic, basically.
For what show?
The Jay Thomas show and the Alex Bennett show. Yeah, she's the Sean.
Now, who the hell is Alex Bennett? Jay Thomas I've heard of because in the 80s he was on Cheers.
He's like a political thingy.
So she talks politics?
No. They just bullshit. It's a morning show. She's Morning Drive. And afternoon
what
drive.
Station?
I don't know. POTUS? I don't know.
Darren would like to know if we have more listeners than they do.
If no. we have more listeners. No.
No.
Taffer,
what was the point of that?
Taffer 666 in the chat writes, Rob is acting more like a chick than the chicks did last week.
True, it's very true.
I'm not, I'm just observing. I'm just casually pointing things out.
I think the one very answer.
Rob, if you had a plate next to you, you would be throwing it at the walls right now.
Why would
you're
I
not
be throwing
observing.
It at the walls?
Would there be ribs or shrimp on that plate? Because then he would not.
No,
you
would have eaten it already.
Thank you, Sid. Thank you.
Listen. But the you have standards.
The one thing I did feel bad about was when you did get the hang up on this fuck. That was.
But I said it half hard.
Oh no! I felt that was totally warranted because
really?
The conversation really.
Was
I was hilarious. I was even thinking like I feel like I'm on the verge of getting a hang up on this fuck. Like I wasn't mad at that at all.
Nice.
I was fine with everything else.
Yeah. Or when you guys were like, okay, here's my imitation of Rob. Hang on!
That's true. Come on.
Is it? Have I been yelling this whole time?
Yes.
I have been yelling this whole time.
I have to keep your mic the lowest out of all of us. And just to let you
That's
know, I'm yelling right now.
Because I naturally project my voice. I have a
you just like to be the center of attention, and you like to be the loudest.
You have an
Me? Center
voice.
Of attention? Get out. Wait, what'd you say, Jenny?
You have an angry mom's voice.
If you'd like to chat with us, we have a number here. You can talk to us. It's great. It's real technology. Our number is 646-929-1357.
As a listener last week, I found it very entertaining. It's my favorite show.
Wow, Jenny. Wow, Jenny. When we were listening, you were
laughing.
But you were like, oh, if I was there, I'd be like, stop it, guys.
I
Rob
would
is
have,
a great guy.
But, I'd be laughing.
But now she's like, oh, it was hilarious.
It was funny, but I would be sticking up for you.
No, I thought it was funny, too. I don't
Let me just clarify something that Rob was saying before, because I don't think it completely came across. When he said the whole thing about your friends being there and they're real radio performers and blah, blah,
yes.
blah. His point, which we discussed previously, was that he feels you minimize us in the face of your serious coworkers. Like, we're
mm-hmm.
just a joke.
That's
and
right.
they're, like, real and legit.
Well,
and so much
truth.
But
get out
I
and
was
we
being
don't get
sarcastic.
Paid.
Obviously, they had a really great time coming on this show.
Yeah.
And
it's
they
not,
sang
I'm not saying anything.
Many praises, and they
Negative
promoted it. I was irritated that in the summary of the show, there was not one mention of them coming on here. Just Rob was not going to be here. Rob was going to be
Because you never, finalized with me.
Yes, I did.
The
day before I said Kara's coming,
no.
and then the same day I said
no, no,
Christina's
no.
coming.
No, you said Kara is 90% coming or something like that, which meant that there was a chance that she wouldn't be coming. And since I scheduled the post the day before,
but the
I
day
didn't
before
include
I told
it.
You.
No, you said not. If it was in there, I would have put it in there.
Okay.
But also,
let's get ready to rumble.
Oh, where's Darren?
I'll do
anyway,
all sound effects with my mouth.
Anyway, we can move on. Or can we move on? I don't want to.
Wait.
I don't want to.
It was
push
pretty
things.
Awesome when we were doing the impressions of you, and me and Noah broke out the exact same time with the Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like
Sean
in
and
harmony,
I bonded.
It was wonderful.
Over that. Thanks, Rob.
That's fine.
Sean and I are BFFs.
Now.
Wow. Over your douchey hatred of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We have a caller.
Oh, great.
Let's see what
Speaking
he thought of last
week. Show.
Who do we have?
Hello.
Hello.
There
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Uh-oh, it's Shlomo.
Hello. I'm really... Well, you are... Hey, Rob.
Hi.
You are acting like a butt-hurt faggot.
Oh. Wow, I'm acting like a butt-hurt faggot.
I think it's a butt-hurt.
Butt-hurt
faggot.
Oh, butt-hurt faggot.
Okay.
Buttered faggot?
That makes more sense. Oh, buttered faggot.
Yeah. Wow.
I think we already have the title for the show, right? Oh, buttered faggot. Come on, buttered faggot.
That's my favorite dish.
Butt-hurt. Butt-hurt.
Yes.
Butt-hurt. Like, no, your butt hurt.
Okay. Like,
ass
hurt.
Ass hurt.
Ass hurt.
Shlomo really just called
where,
you a butthurt.
Yeah,
bag.
Where do we go from here? Wrap
Wait,
up the show?
Shlomo, did you enjoy last week's program?
Yeah.
Did I at one point say I didn't enjoy last week's promo?
No, I'm just wondering if Shlomo enjoyed it because there were more girls and you got to sing to them and everyone was talking about you the
Shlomo
next day.
Shlomo rapped?
Yeah,
Shlomo really laid down to six low last week. I was on the airplane coming home and I really had to contain myself out of fear of being removed from the plane.
Were they going to throw you off the wing?
Yes.
If
you were talking Shlomo without Shlomo sound effects going in the background, I don't
know. I know, this is great for Karen.
Okay,
Shlomo, call us back with the full recipe for buttered faggot.
But hurt.
Can you imagine what he's thinking
hurt.
In his room yelling, buddy?
Shut up!
Where the fuck do you think he learned such language? Clearly in the home.
You heard her on the radio.
Clearly on the live cast.
We never said buttered faggot or butthurt faggot.
We said butthurt and we've said faggot.
No,
sorry, I am yelling. I am yelling at this point. I'll lower the voice.
But he was a little perturbed by the internal hand job we were talking about last week when he called in, if you recall.
Oh yeah.
Last week's show.
Oh yes. Yes.
Of course. That's Pizza Destroyer.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Okay, well, thank you, Shlomo, for calling me a buttered faggot.
You already hung up.
Okay. Would you rather be a buttered faggot or a butthurt faggot?
Buttered.
I think
buttered
is probably
buttered.
More delicious.
Well, butthurt means you're getting some action, right?
If you're buttered, then you're ready to go.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I'll take it.
I mean, anticipatorily. Maybe you're a pink
blood.
I don't know.
So, Rob, why were you away last week?
Are you allowed to say? I mean, I don't want to go get too specific, but there was like this like get together.
NAMBLA?
I was at a NAMBLA meeting.
Top secret NAMBLA.
No, it was like a metal. What's it called? Like a metal
junction.
Yeah, like a summit. Yeah, like whatever, something
junction.
Like that.
I like junction.
The great mega minds of metal come together every year.
Like Rob.
Yeah, totally. But it was in Florida. But there were definitely some things that I definitely want to talk about. One of which was, since it was in Tampa, there were members of Cannibal Corpse hanging out at certain points.
I was just going to be like, wait, so were they invited or were they just there because
they just crashed?
Like, oh, who the fuck told Cannibal Corpse about this?
Before I get to that, though, I want to mention that, you know, I've never taken a plane to Tampa. I've went to Orlando.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone on the flight to Tampa, other than us, was like 60 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Or 60 to 80. The woman sitting next to me on my flight, she asked me how to use the seatbelt. I am not exaggerating.
Oh, no, she just wanted you to do it for her and to touch her waist while you were doing it.
I did not touch it. I just told her what to do. And then she later revealed that she is a psychologist, which I found very ironic that someone who is a psychologist can't figure out how to.
Why would she need to reveal that? Were you crying again on the plane?
I was having an anxiety attack because I started listening to the show. And I was like, they're talking shit about me.
She gave you a little free session.
No, but anyway, so we were hanging out there. And it was really cool because Alex Webster was there from Cannibal Corpse, the bassist. And Chris Barnes was there, who is the original singer of Cannibal Corpse. And at one point, they were, like, chatting it up, and it was, like, so crazy to see the original singer talking to the bassist, because, you know, there used to be drama, blah, blah, blah.
Did they stab each other?
No, they were both very polite gentlemen. And so then a friend of ours was supposed – we assumed that he was going to bring some ganj, because that's always my number one priority. But he did not. And then he texted his friend asking, who in Tampa can we ask to get ganj? And his immediate response was, duh, Chris Barnes. Of course.
Of course.
So then
ding!
I ended up long story short, I ended up smoking with Chris Barnes, which was totally rad.
Okay, was
I'm
it
sorry,
a joint,
me,
a blunt?
Let me clarify.
Bong?
Chris Barnes smoked me up.
Nice. Did he even know your name?
Sure, after I went, hi, my name is Robert. And then he's like, oh, hi, Robert.
And then you're like, do you have weed? He's like,
well, no,
yeah.
I mean, what, it wasn't that awkward. But yeah, we ended up being at an As LA Dying show smoking weed. And I was telling Chris Barnes, I'm like, hey, Chris Barnes, is this like easy listening to you, As LA Dying? And he's like, no, this is like heavy, man. And I'm like, well, what do you listen to? Oh, The Grateful Dead.
That's right.
Chris Barnes, vocalist of Cannibal Corpse and 6 Feet Under, is a deadhead.
I mean,
I'd rather listen to The Grateful Dead than Cannibal Corpse.
That's debatable.
I'd rather listen to The Grateful Dead than Chris Barnes.
That's debatable.
I don't like him as a singer.
It's not debatable. That's what you'd rather do.
So, wait. So there's a way to be a worse singer than the current singer of Cannibal? Like, how do you even define that as singing to say somebody's worse than that?
What?
How bad does he have to be?
Have you ever heard of 6 Feet Under?
I've heard of.
Have you ever,
like
heard
their
them?
Covers.
No.
Ugh, their covers are terrible. I don't like him as a death metal singer. He's terrible.
Well, I like him as a pot smoker, okay? Noah, don't you talk bad about my friend.
Oh, now
no,
he's
you just
your friend.
Outed him as a deadhead, which, like, completely kills his cred.
Right. Oh, that's true. Oops. So there was, like, a shuttle, like a party bus, rented to go from the hotel to the As LA Dying show.
Oh, nice.
And as we went back, Vince Nielsen from Metal Sucks, he wrote about this on the site a few days ago, but he was put in charge of controlling the audio, and he plugged his iPod in. He was going through his music, and he was like, let's see what I have. And he's like, oh, I have Chromeo. And I'm like, dude, you totally have Chromeo in. That would be so hilarious. Like, what better place to put Chromeo in? And he's like, you're right, Rob. I'm totally going to do this right now. And then he puts on this track, and it's blaring with all of these metal, like, labeled, like all these industry people.
They probably loved it.
No,
and you know, like, me and Vince are, like, dancing, getting down to it. And then, like, people are like, what is this crap?
Did he blame it on you?
No, he totally took all the credit for it. He's like, no, it's Chromeo, man, get into it. And they're like, some people were totally getting into it and dancing. Not like literally dancing, but dancing in their seat. And that this one dude in particular was adamant about turning it off, and he was like, are you serious? Are you kidding me right now? Can we get something with real guitars, real drums, real vocals, something real, please?
I would have been that guy.
Who was that guy? Do you know who
I don't,
was?
I don't want to name names. But
oh,
then,
come on.
It was me.
Then late, like a few moments later, he had the best line. I literally lost my shit, and he was like, we were just at a show. Does nobody have a shitty demo that we could put in instead of this terrible band?
It was Thor. Thor was who it was.
I mean, this guy is very Thor-like. Him and Thor would get along great.
Would that be Thor-ish?
Based on the impression, I have a guess, but I'm not going to say it, I guess, probably.
No.
No, you have no idea who it is. You literally have no idea.
Did his first name start with the letter M?
I thought it was the same person, but it's not him.
It actually does start with the letter M, but that's probably
not
a coincidence.
It's not the same person. I think I know who you're talking about.
Who am I talking about?
That guy that sounds just like Thor from New Jersey.
I have no... What, huh?
Oh, never mind.
No. Anyway, so I think those are my only two stories from...
Did you get to go to the beach at all?
No.
Yeah, how come you're
beautiful
not...
Beautiful white sand beaches.
In Tampa?
You can hang out with old ladies
on
the beach.
No, but that's... Like, no, we just... We pretty much just hung out at the Hard Rock Hotel the whole time.
How much coke did you do?
None.
Could you now alphabetically list every single person who attended the summit?
But I would like to also point out that the Hard Rock Hotel is like the most offensive thing to rock music I have ever seen, because it
Why?
Is such bullshit. It's so artificial, like the love of rock that they project. Like there's quotes from songs on the walls, And like when you
light my fire,
when you like walk into the elevator, there's like an Aerosmith quote from "Love in an Elevator."
You're just upset that they didn't have any Chromeo lyrics on that.
I fucking love Rob in the year 2011. Taking a stand against the hard rock franchise.
Yeah,
man. Before this spreads too far,
you gotta take this down before it becomes a big thing.
Did they have
it was so gross. Like they had. In the rooms. I mean, it's a nice hotel. I will say, as a hotel, it's a very fine establishment. But as trying to represent rock, it's clearly just some design firm's interpretation of what rock is. Like they had a stereo system in the rooms, no way to connect your iPod, not even like an auxiliary in.
Oh.
You can only listen to the radio. What's the point?
No CD player.
Actually, there was a CD player. Yeah. Okay. Who carries around CDs while they're traveling? Sure. And also, it was a really good sound system, not plugged into the TV. So it was a flat screen TV, really good sound system, not connected. It's
not
like
shitty speakers on the.
Yeah, shitty TV speakers, and it's like, what is the point? Like you're already here.
Why didn't you just
so
look it up?
Effort.
They just need
I love
to
the
look
sense
up.
Of entitlement you have.
I know, right?
Like you go, went in.
Saying,
did you expect a CD player and a good sound system?
I'm just saying, if they're gonna make any sort of effort. Put in the full effort, okay? Maybe, you know, go the extra step. Like, it's really... It
maybe
really
you
should
buy
the
royal suite next
yes,
time.
Yes, for me.
You think it's put that effort?
Yes. Yes, please.
After the ring around the toilet you left?
I actually didn't do that much pooping on the trip.
No,
I gotta say,
shocking.
Limited amounts of pooping.
Now, what kind of shit did they have around for you to look at? Like, Devo helmets? Or
there was
Eddie
this
Van
one,
Halen guitars?
There was this one bar. It was a hotel and casino, so there was a ton of olds all over the place. But there was this one bar in the middle of the casino that was like the Kiss bar, in that it had like one of each of their outfits at each corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was just like bullshit memorabilia all over the place. Like,
it's like a Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
So it was very gross in that sense. But ultimately, I would say better than like a Ramada Inn.
So true.
Something like that.
Wait, did you guys stay at the Hard Rock in Vegas when you guys were there?
We didn't stay there, but we did like go there and hang out.
Because that one's kind of classy.
It was definitely not. This one was not as nice as that one.
Gotcha.
What's your interpretation of classy?
Not the Ramada Inn.
Beating off into a Doritos bag.
Exactly. Wearing polka dot bikinis when I'm 8 years old. Classy.
So Jenny was telling us a story about her tenant before the show that I think everyone needs to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have this Russian family that lives downstairs. Not a family, it's a guy and his fiance, and they're young. They're probably like 25, 26. And I keep getting these weird return to sender things in the mail. And the first one was... it came back from Denzel Washington. So I was like, all right, it's just a coincidence. My sister brings it in the house. She's like, why, you're writing Denzel again? What's going on? Like,
she's a part of Denzel fan club.
So a couple of days later, my sister again was over, and she walked in. She's like, Morgan Freeman? What's going on? So another return to sender comes from Morgan Freeman's house. And I'm like, what? I have to open it up now because now it's a second black celebrity.
So it was your
return
tenant.
To sender.
It was your tenant that was
it
sending
it.
It
was my tenant who was sending them out to black celebrities. So I opened the letter, and it's a full-page letter with maybe three marks of punctuation throughout the letter. And
nice.
How he really has no money, and he has to take care of his sick fiance and his mother who's blind. And if you could please... I don't want a handout. I don't want you to send me any money. Just give me a job. I'll do anything. I have three jobs. I'll do whatever you want. And here's my PayPal address just in case. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Why just black people?
So today I got one. I got one back.
Tay Diggs?
Did you bring it?
No.
Oh, I wish you brought it.
I wish I did too. Sean Combs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Puffy.
Mm-hmm.
P. Diddy.
No.
And I'm like, is he just opening up the phone book and finding people with the same name and just hoping that it's the celebrity? Like, dear Sean Combs, and he's like some dude in the Bronx.
Yeah, it's Sean Combs of Canarsie.
Yeah.
Wait, doesn't he have a new name now? Is that something Dirty Money? Here's some Diddy Dirty Money?
No, that's a group. It's a group. They're not a band.
Wait, Diddy Dirty Money is a
group?
Why do
you guys even know
Dirty
this?
Money is a R&B duo or something like that.
Oh.
So it's like...
But he calls it Diddy Dirty Money?
Yeah. Well, it's an album that he did with these two singers.
Okay.
So they do it together.
Gotcha.
The guy that lives in your basement is not black, though. He's Russian.
It's a walk-in, and he's Russian, not black, correct?
Maybe he's black and Russian.
Many Russians think that they're black, though.
Blushing.
Rob?
I don't. Although I am representing for Notorious B.I.G. today, because it is his death anniversary. Today is Biggie Day on Twitter.
Are we going to have a
Biggie
music break?
Oh, I thought you were talking about
break?
Your penis.
I was thinking about it, but then I thought that'd be too much.
Too much what? Awesome?
Maybe we'll throw in a song.
Please.
We will definitely
at
throw
least
in a
one.
Song. Okay.
Where Brooklyn at?
Party and Bullshit.
I like Party
you
and
have
Bullshit.
That?
Of course.
Maybe
I
Shlomo
have,
can
I
call back in.
I have every recorded Biggie song ever.
Nice.
I think Shlomo should call back in and sing along to the Biggie.
Oh, my God. Shlomo needs to sing a Biggie track for us.
Well, we have a call. I don't know if it's Shlomo.
It might be Darren.
What's that Biggie song where they put on YouTube with Hitler's doing the Where Brooklyn At, Where Brooklyn At, Where Brooklyn At?
That's the one where he talks about having 7 Mac 11s. 8, 8.
But what song is that?
Hold on. I'll look it up.
Okay. While you do that, we have 917. 7.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman.
Hello, Morgan Freeman.
Hi, did you get that letter?
You know, sometimes people write me letters, and I throw them directly in the trash bin. But every now and then, I get a touching letter about, say, a Nigerian prince who maybe needs me to store $3 million in his bank account. And that's what I got from those Russian gentlemen. I implore all of you, like me, Morgan Freeman, to send all your money to his bank account, because I'm sure it's on the up and up. Thank you. I'm Morgan Freeman.
Wow. Thanks for calling in, Morgan Freeman.
I mean, if he sent out like 100 of those letters, you think maybe one person sent something to his PayPal feeling bad?
No. No. Clearly, if they're returned
the
to sender, they're not
I
opening
want...
it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
Marlon.
There's an epidemic in this country based on junkies who send me their addresses after winning prizes. So maybe that's the issue. Maybe you should just go down.
Why you got to act like that, Rob? Why do you have to take it out on our junkies?
I'm not taking what am I taking it out on them?
Look what we call them. Do you really think they're going to write addresses right?
You're right. Is Morgan Freeman off the line?
Yeah.
Oh.
I actually had to restart the phone lines also, so I just did that. So if anyone wants to call in, you can call 646.
Hang up on Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, she hung up on that fuck.
Well, he can call us back again at 646-929-1357.
That niece fucker.
Right? So last night...
No, that's not true. I think he's gay.
He's fucking his niece.
His right ear is pierced.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know!
No.
He's a genius.
He got that done in like the 50s.
If you can narrate a penguin movie, you gotta know. You gotta know.
I don't even know what the fuck you just said.
A penguin movie. Didn't he narrate a penguin movie?
You say it like there's more than one. Is there really more than one
penguin?
Yes,
there's Happy Feet.
God forbid.
And there's...
Farce of the Penguins.
March of the Penguins.
The Bob Saget
and
movie.
That was the worst.
Yeah. No.
Big Mama's
Bag. I like Bob Saget, and I couldn't sit through half an hour of that stupid movie.
Rob, before we get to last night, could you play that clip that I found the other day of that senator? Because it was the greatest thing ever. I was telling Jenny and Noah about this, and it was just fantastic. I'd like everyone to hear it.
So do you want to set it up?
But what was the guy's name? Alan Simpson, I believe, right? Is that what it says?
Yes, Alan Simpson, former Wyoming senator.
He's on Fox News talking about what's wrong with the kids these days.
Yes.
And he gave you 15 seconds. This is on par, if not funnier, than that time that one senator said that the internet was a series of tubes.
Yeah.
This is even better than that. This is even better than that. Rob, crank the volume and play this shit. Let's hear the joy.
By doing nothing, if they care at all about their children or grandchildren, and sometimes I doubt that. I think, you know, grandchildren now don't write a thank you for the Christmas presents. They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to Enema Man, the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like them. Just listen to Enema Man, the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like them.
The Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
Listen to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like him. Poop dog, and they don't like him. And the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they and the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
I'm retiring Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
Could
you really be the Enema Man?
You're the Enema Man.
Okay, I'll be Enema Man.
Listen to the Enema Man, the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like
him. Now on, call me Enema Man.
Cap on backwards. Listen to the Enema Man, the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like him.
One of the bad guys.
Oh, I love that guy.
My grandma hates when I put on Snoopy Snoopy Poopy Dog.
Snoopy Snoopy Poopy Dog? That just sounds silly. That's...
Now, do you think the reason he's cranky at the kids is because he thinks there's actually a musician named the Enema Man? Yeah. And that got him so enraged. And he's like, this generation, if there's a musical artist that performs on the Grammys and his name is the Enema Man, this is a disgusting generation. And like, if somebody just corrected him, it was like, no, it's Eminem, like the candy. Like, oh, I had those kids figured all wrong. Like, everything would change for him.
Maybe. You never know.
Just listen to Enema Man, the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't like him.
You think like one of his interns just fucked with him? And he's like, yeah, it's the Enema Man.
Enema Man and Snoopy it? Snoop.
Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
Oh,
I like it.
God bless America.
Oh, can I tell a grandma story really quick?
Yes, please.
My grandmother, who I love, and this is kind of a hip-hop kind of rap thing, because her...
Just dropped an album.
Her babysitter is this black lady, and her son couldn't keep up with the car payments on his pearl white Escalade. So my grandma pimps out this Escalade with Edna, her caretaker. So I made her pose with Ganga.
That's just taking advantage.
It's hysterical. It's quite funny.
Can we maybe borrow that Escalade from her one time?
For what?
I don't know. We can.
And the Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog, and they don't.
Yeah.
Make a nice little Saturday.
Yeah, we can. I'm sure. I'm sure Edna would be down for that.
I do need to go to IKEA if anyone's going.
What are you in the market for?
I'm in the market for something that I can put, like, with a drawer for my kitchen for, like, utensils and shit.
And covered?
And beer. Yeah. No, something like table high. That's maybe 2 feet by a foot and a half.
What, are you going to cook? Are you going to start cooking for us?
I actually am a good cook.
What do you cook, beer cans?
Yeah, beer can chicken. No. I, for a year and a half, I was a chef's assistant at a golf club.
Mm, wow, so you could probably make a mean hamburger.
Or
a Reuben. No, it was a private one. It was a nice
sandwich.
Fancy. It was one with like what? No,
well, you could probably make
it wasn't
some,
a good one.
Some
Michael Jordan played there when I was working there.
Some ridiculous
these kind
chicken
of white
fingers, right?
Yeah, oh, are you kidding me?
Good
Buffalo wings?
Chicken fingers. Oh, man. Boom.
Fried egg sandwich? Give me a break. But no, like it had a little banquet hall so that we would do like wedding receptions and all that shit. So I had to be able to make like big fucking, you know, like, Rob, what you're used to, like skids of food from the buffet. You know, like,
no. Excuse me. His boxers are used to the skids.
Thank you, Sean.
Yes. Sorry. I meant.
Why we got to bring my boxers into this, Noah?
I found boxers in Rob's bed the other night, and I was like,
why are you in Rob's bed?
That's right.
Because okay. Brown stains are white.
Yeah. Rob got laid again.
Oh, that's another thing you brought up last week. Oh, and he got laid. Allegedly. I think you guys went into a 20-minute conversation about how I allegedly got laid. You guys are such dicks.
But
those girls were totally going to have sex with you until we started saying
they
all that.
Well, what about the listeners?
But we got a lot of good positive responses about that show. They said it was really funny.
It's everyone's favorite show for some reason.
Of 2011.
Everyone's favorite show. Especially Paulie from Queens, who called in to see if we're going to talk about the Metallicas.
Tony.
That was great. That
can
guy's
I clarify
our
that
the
I
time.
Did not sleep with Rob? There's just a lack of feeding in his bedroom, and I was very stoned and I wanted to be vertical, so I...
Oh. Yeah!
You mean horizontal?
Horizontal,
yeah.
I mean...
I wanted to be vertical, so I laid on his bed.
I was stunned.
Yes.
Hey, so with my, I took my toe and I kicked his underwear off the bed, and then I looked later, and there wasn't any skid marks.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, was it a Simpsons boxer?
They all rubbed off on
Prince boxer.
They all rubbed off on your toe.
No.
Yes. Did you check your toe?
No.
It wasn't the silk leopard print?
No.
No, I don't have silk leopard print boxers.
I only see him with
he only wears those when you come over.
That's true. That's true.
Rob always has Simpson boxers sticking out of his behind.
Do you sag or do you sag your pants? How do you see them? Do you sag?
Rob doesn't wear belts.
Yeah.
And he bends over a lot.
Wrong.
Okay. Rob's belts are too loose. He wears his pants very low, so there's a lot of butt cleavage.
He just uses one of them phone cords as a belt. He just ties it right
up. It's pretty much a phone cord.
Uh-oh, Sean just got really excited.
Yeah.
Phone
Wait,
cord.
Are you wearing one of those butt bras right now? What's that
no.
called?
A Wonder Bum.
The Wonder Bum.
Rob needs a Wonder Bum.
I do not. My
no,
bum is wondrous.
Yeah. He has some good cleavage already, naturally.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen.
Rob, show us. Stand
Rob,
up. Stand up. Turn around.
Ass cleavage.
Is it hairy?
Oh, you see, there it is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Woo. Woo. It wouldn't even look.
I've seen it plenty. I lived with a kid.
Seen it up close and personal.
You could drop like a pencil in there. That was nice.
I have. I'm pretty sure I've done it to him multiple times.
So is that a
there was definitely
an innuendo?
One time that I remember.
At the very least.
Yeah.
Because it's inevitable. It was like a once-a-day thing. Anytime he would turn around, his ass crack would be out.
Oh, okay.
So after a while, I was just like, "This, I have to
maybe
start dropping pencils."
What's worse, an ass crack or an erection?
I don't think I ever caught him with a boner, thankfully.
I keep that in my room.
I like
that under my bed.
Caught him like you were looking for it. Damn it.
Well, you know, you got to be curious if
by the way,
like you did something sexy and you kind of look to see if...
Or
it's just a baby's arm hanging out of his
butt. Yeah, aren't you a little curious?
I am. I am curious. Genuinely curious.
Wow.
If Robert has a gigantic
right
penis.
Let's go, Sean.
Slap it on his thumb.
We did talk about it last week. Rob, did you see Odorous's penis when he was here?
Not when he was here.
What?
What?
But, no, I told the story on the live cast before where I was trying to... supposed to meet them after like they performed and they were all like
And he was changing
they were like changing
no but when he came here he was about to pee outside and then you brought him inside
maybe there was a point where Bruno was like climbing him and he did reveal his crotch but I'm pretty sure
away.
I looked away so
how am I the only one that saw his dick like out of everyone here.
Maybe
right?
you want
yeah.
to.
Yeah, well, true.
I just didn't want to see, like, Bruno get dick in his face. I felt bad. It was out of respect for Bruno.
Why? Bruno likes guys.
Yeah, Bruno is gay.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world could like guys and still not want to be with Odorous.
That's
I mean,
true.
That guy was disgusting.
Oh, my God. He was so scary.
Oh, yeah, you were here.
That scared the
it's
shit
smelly.
Out of me. Yeah, I wouldn't come out of the room. I was, like, sitting
there.
You came out of the room for the weed.
I did.
Right. Should we take a music break?
Yeah, wait, before we do that, Shlomo is on the line, so maybe he would want to rap.
Oh.
Oh,
no,
B-I-G.
Good point, yes.
Okay, Shlomo.
Personally,
of course.
Personally.
I think there are a bunch of slack-jawed faggots on here.
What? Slack-jawed
faggots. Slack-jawed faggots. Slack-jawed faggots.
Who is?
Wow.
Shlomo is now the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket.
Just now. Actually, that's from Predator. Actually, that's from Predator.
Okay.
It is from Predator.
I think Shlomo's been listening to a little bit too much Charlie Sheen this week.
Yeah. Shlomo, are you a sexual Tyrannosaurus?
Yeah.
Shlomo, can you try to be Charlie Sheen's intern?
All right, Shlomo, you know any Notorious B.I.G. or what?
No, not really, no.
No. Do you want to try it?
Probably not. I first need to listen to some.
Okay. What's a track that we want him to bump?
I'll do next week, then.
Yeah.
How about this one, Shlomo?
Shlomo, just go, yo.
Yeah,
speed up, man.
Lock your windows.
What's happening?
Come on, Shlomo, do it.
I need lyrics. Stop it, please. Stop please. Lyrics. Song.
Give me the loot.
Wait.
Lyrics. Lyrics.
Give me the loot.
Lyrics, you idiot.
No, he's telling you.
Lyrics, you idiot.
He's telling you, the song name is Give Me the Loot.
Even Shlomo is attacking Rafa.
Oh. Okay.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to hide all the razors I have in here.
Why?
Are you going to do it?
Shlomo, the song name is Give Me the Loot. Do you have the lyrics in front of you?
Okay. Where?
Wait, start it again, Rob. Because he can't find his place.
In life.
Ready?
I have a lyrics list or song.
Okay.
Give me the loot.
The loot or is it?
L-O-O-T.
I thought it was L-U-T, like the instrument.
No.
So he's like,
give me
the
loot.
The fucker. Give me the loot.
No, wrong
word.
Give me the loot.
Yeah, no, not...
Loading.
No, yeah, just give him something that was, like, a popular one.
Like what?
What's that one where he's riding on a boat?
Oh.
That
narrows it down.
Hypnotized?
Yes.
There you go.
Hypnotized. Do you have Hypnotized?
Yeah, that's what Darren is suggesting as well.
Okay.
Okay,
well, give me I have it.
Not give me the loot. We're doing Hypnotized.
No, I put it in the chat.
No. Jenny just linked it in the chat.
She's guest.
Oh, no, she linked Give Me the Loot.
Hypnotized.
Now she linked Hypnotized.
Ready? Shlomo, follow that link.
Shlomo, are you ready?
We didn't dive in.
Wait a minute.
An AIDS and a gun.
Oh, here it is. Okay, one minute. J touch it, okay, hypnotize. Tell me if hypnotize. Okay, good, here it is.
Okay, wait. Rob has to start the music. Ready?
It starts.
One minute!
Okay.
I
don't know, like, it's really going to make a difference.
I have a little faith, Sid.
So amazing.
Okay. Begin it.
You ready?
Yeah.
You say the village.
Here we go.
No. Okay. I'm ready now. Come on. Hey, look at this. Hey, Papa. Chris Cabot of Instagram. Pink Gator, right? These are the players. They're my hooligans. They're in Brooklyn. They're right. If you heard right, look at them. They're right. They have been burned since they did up in the rooms.
Makes a good point. He says Shlomo is more racist than 3D.
It's
well,
close.
That's because
close.
Jared is black.
I thought
inside.
He was Dominican.
No, he was just bar mitzvah in a Dominican church.
I thought it was in a bodega. We're getting our Darren mythology all mixed up. Blandy called him Dominican. That's all I know.
All right. Let's keep things moving. We're going to do a music break. I'm going to start things off with this little band that I just discovered. I think they're going to be really big one day. Here they are, Metallica with Dyer's Eve.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Darren downloaded 47.5 gigabytes of Meatholes and Gag Factor. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back. This is Chuck Blandington. Reminding you. You can't spell AIDS without SID. And if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net. This is Chuck Landington. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast with a bunch of godless liberal Jews who hate this country and one neo-Nazi ginger skinhead. What a comedy dream team. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to attend a Glenn Beck rally. Here's the show.
I thought they were going to leave me out. That's nice. So that's good.
They.
The proverbial they.
Welcome back to hour number two.
Welcome back, everyone.
Of the Metal Injection livecast. What a fantastic music break we had. Mm-hmm. Picked by me, so naturally I
didn't. You are a jerk. You didn't even include one of the songs that I gave you.
Next right. week is all you.
You get a prog block next week.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't want to do it. I was going to say
he's not here. What's the matter? What are you talking about?
Oh, so I have to sit through your music, but you won't be here to sit through mine and learn
something. I'm
going
to listen to it on the flight back from South by Southwest.
No, we're third mic. You need to know your role.
Yes, that too. Yeah. So going back to the music break, we just heard Ghost Cube, the track called Thunderheads, off their new album, In Tides and Drifts. Highly recommended. Before them was Gojira with Esoteric Surgery. Before that was Kvelertak from Norway. I'm not even going to begin to pronounce the track title. Before them was a little Bloodbath.
I missed that?
Yeah, you totally did.
You were outside getting cancer.
That's true.
With Devouring the Feeble. I fucking love Bloodbath. I've been listening to them a lot this week.
Oh, because of that video that was posted.
Actually, it's definitely because of that Disney version of the video. It totally reminded me.
That made me laugh so hard.
It reminded me of how much I love that band. And we started things off, of course, with Dire's Eve by Metallica.
Hmm. Yeah, that band needs more exposure.
Yeah. Well, that
Do we
album.
Have to pay them to play that song?
No. We might get sued by Lars. Because I didn't get clearance. So be on the lookout for that.
Yay!
So yeah, last night, I tried to bring this up earlier. Last night, Sid and I went to see Rival Schools. Well, Sid begged me to go with him to see Rival Schools, and
because I bailed.
Yeah, everybody else bailed.
You didn't even bother asking me. I wasn't doing anything last night.
You just talk about how there weren't enough guitar solos. I don't need to hear you bitching.
Look, if you would feed my throat alcohol, it will be fine.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
I just gave Rob a free ticket. I didn't have to buy him alcohol.
Yeah, I bought my own alcohol.
The only thing was, like, I asked him initially on Friday. He's like, I'll let you know over the weekend. And then Tuesday night rolls around. I'm like, thanks for letting me know over the weekend, dickhead. He's like, oh, the show's in a couple hours. I guess I'll go. Great.
And I went.
Yeah, but
So it all worked out.
So if I bought your booze, you'd come to that show with me, Sid, and my girlfriend?
If Sid bought me the ticket and you bought me the booze.
Not some
I think I'm worth
deal.
It.
Well, that's debatable.
So, but before the show, so the venue that we went to see this show at is called Santa's Party House, which is partially owned by one Andrew W.K.
Andrew W.K.
And Sid, as he was waiting for me to arrive, texts me that Andrew W.K. is outside where the line is shooting some stuff. For Fuse, and then I show up.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on his Twitter, I think.
Momentarily. For, what?
Oh, no.
Why do you follow him?
Why do you follow him?
I don't know, because I think he's cute.
Oh, God. Jesus. Wears too much white.
Yes. He was wearing his patented white shirt, white jeans.
Okay.
And he was the douchiest TV
really?
Personality. Well, I didn't interact with him, but he's so fake. Like, at one point he was like, all right, everyone, I'm just going to run down the line, and I want everyone to high-five me, okay? Is that cool? And then, like, me and Sid moved to the other end of the line.
Yeah.
Wait, did you tell him, excuse me, Andrew W.K., I am Robert Pazboni from Metal Injection.
No.
I don't do that.
No, I did not
he
do that
tell.
At all. Yeah, he knows.
He knows you're a celebrity.
So then he does that, and then he does this, like, really lame joke about how he got stabbed in his hand while giving the high fives. He's, like, standing there in front of the camera going, like, ow, ow, for, like,
way too long.
Ever, forever. And then he was like, ah, all right, I think we got it, right, guys? And then...
Well, the sad part about that, the right guy's part. So I guess the writer or producer or whatever was like there like right off camera. And it was this dude who used to be on-camera personality on that show Best Week Ever.
Oh, really?
And he worked for the Best Week Ever website. And he had, like, a clipboard with him yesterday. And he's, like, all sitting off camera. And Andrew WK's high-fiving people. He's giving him the thumbs up. Like, yeah, that was a great take. And I'm like, really? You feel good about this work you're doing now with Andrew WK, the great comedy writing you're doing?
Yeah, this is amazing.
Andrew
WK, he was on that I Love the 80s. So
then he did something else where he's like, let's go inside and check out the band. And then he, like, does a really doofy run. And, again, for far too long. And then that guy from Best Week Ever just looks around and is like, all right, we got it, guys.
Yeah,
we got it.
Wait, was he running doofily in place?
That's kind of funny.
No, into the venue, like from where he was standing.
So how
very, this kind of business,
did you follow him?
No, we were online.
Oh. Did he run from the back of the line into the place?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
And then later on, during one of the shitty openers, like in between.
But it doesn't matter if they were shitty or not. It's just those.
Well, I just want to mention that the opening band was shitty.
Sure.
Andrew WK comes again, not too far away from us, and the camera is shooting him, and then he was just like, woo, woo, like
he was like all fake, like clapping,
yeah,
getting all excited.
All right, they were like, all right, we need some B-roll of you like watching the show, and he just went up. It was just totally faking it.
And the lame thing, it's like there's an actual band trying to play their fucking set right now. They're an opening band.
Oh, it wasn't in between the bands.
No,
oh.
It was during the band's fucking set, and you've got Andrew WK hamming it up in the crowd, like, distract, like,
and
dude,
everyone's watching him rather than the band.
It was just, it's literally, how do you do that shit? You're a musician, too, like, what
and
you claim to be.
Well,
I want to assume, I want to assume that the band that they're going to be giving coverage to is Rival Schools, because the other two bands are...
I'm assuming they're just giving coverage to the fact that, hey, Andrew WK owns a venue.
Well, no, I think he has, I don't know if he has a show or if he's a correspondent on Fuse, but he's somehow involved regularly with Fuse.
No.
So,
but I don't watch that channel.
Anyway, so I think they were covering Rival Schools, which was the headlining band, and I went out for a cigarette between the support act and Rival Schools. And who do we see leaving the venue?
Sid.
No.
WK.
Andrew WK. He leaves before the band even goes on. He taped his B-roll of, like, cheering the band on before the band. And he leaves. And the funniest thing to me about him leaving was, as he was leaving, he had a black overcoat on.
Okay.
And then in his hands, he had... a white shirt and jeans, presumably the ones he just wore.
Yeah.
So
he just wore
naked?
To change. And then what was he wearing under his overcoat? Another white shirt and white jeans.
Like, that's all he owns.
He's probably like Doug Funny, and he opened up his closet, and it's just white shirts and white jeans.
Yeah, the top row is all the white shirts. Mm-hmm. Bottom row is white jeans. On the floor, white sneakers.
Exactly.
That's all.
A coworker of mine made that exact same reference this afternoon when I told him the story, yes.
Doug Funny. Make it a comeback. Anyway,
that's the Andrew WK story.
He's a douchebag. That's all. And the only male bartender in the place looked exactly like him, which was weird. Also dressed all in white.
Did you still tip him?
I didn't buy anything at the bar, so I didn't have to.
I tipped him.
Did you ever hear about the controversy of there being two people that play
it's
Andrew
stupid.
WK?
It's
what is
stupid.
What's the story? I don't know anything about it.
Just that there's two. Like, at one point, there was a switch to like a more label-friendly guy.
Oh, really?
Which is,
but
like,
there's
who
proof.
Cares?
I mean, I guess
who
I don't care.
Ultimately, it's who cares.
Okay.
I just follow him on Twitter because I think he's cute. And he has long hair. But maybe now I will unfollow him since I know he has poor ethics.
Yes.
No, it's all about the ethics. that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this other thing I wanted to talk about is this email that I got, I don't want to say recently, within the last 2 weeks, which I'm loading right now, all the way from friggin' Russia, which was kind of crazy. The subject was from Russia with love, and the guy's name is Igor, and he writes, he wrote a letter about how much he loves Metal Injection, which, I mean, you know, big shocker, but which I'll read in a second. But then he gave us a bunch of bands from Russia that I figured we would do an impromptu Russian thrash it or trash it with. How do you guys feel about that?
Only if you could do the thrash it or trash it thing in Russian.
Like the intro?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say thrash in Russian.
You're asking me? I'm not Russian.
Sid, how do you do it?
I have no idea.
Thrash it or trash it? Sounds like JCVD almost.
Wait, trash is trash in Russian?
No, trash is... What is it?
Musar.
Right.
Is true?
Yeah.
Thrash it or musar?
It.
But there's no it in Russian, right? And that,
it's,
and that,
it's in the word.
All right, you're right. Это мусор. That's funny.
That's garbage.
Yep, that'll totally work.
Get on with it.
All right, so he goes. Well, he starts out saying, "We've been your fans a long, long time. Unfortunately, we live in Russia. That is unfortunate, and it's not so good with metal here. But we stay optimistic. Oh." Watching every live cast since the beginning of Metal Injection. I remember back in 2005, my favorite episode was about Ozfest 2005. And then you started Moscow Metal Minute. Cooler than cool.
Oh,
this guy knows.
That's cute. You should give him a Moscow Metal Minute shirt off the runoff that you had.
I'm not paying that shit. So I wanted to write this letter for a long time, just for let you know some info about how metal does in Russia. So in Russia, there's two rock camps, Moscow and St. Petersburg, and maybe third, the other cities. But St. Petersburg is well known as music capital of Russia, and I live here. Many, many bands here. You won't even believe, but there are thousands. There are thousands. As always, 70% of them are shitty. Last year, I was touring with my band all across the Europe, and seen hundreds of bands in Europe, and finally was surprised that in Russia is now so bad. Even after us, bands started come over.
Rob?
What?
I thought we agreed in pre-show emails that we were not going to make light of this guy's grammar because he actually wrote a nice email.
I'm not making light of it.
It sounds like you're reading it like Borat.
You could correct. You could just autocorrect as you read. You're
but,
aware
that,
enough.
That would be, I feel ethically, that would
he
be.
He doesn't
you're
edit.
Stumbling over
he
everything
only
and it's
edits.
Taking twice as long. And you're giggling a little bit.
Shut up.
He like only edits the website,
well,
not
I'm,
people's emails.
I'm done.
Okay, can you just play the Thrash It or Trash It intro?
You know what? This is my last episode of the podcast. I'm quitting the show.
Who hired this guy?
Just because I'm quicker to defend some random dude in Russia than I am you doesn't mean you need to get upset, Rob.
Wait, before we
such
do that.
Such a dick.
We have a caller.
Oh, great. That's very important.
More important.
Yeah, I bet.
781.
Hello, this is a guy in a penguin suit.
What? Guy in a penguin suit. What's up?
Not much. I just got back from an open mic. I was doing some stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd went wild. Excuse me.
Wait, you were doing some, like, at a poetry slam? Or what is this?
It was a stand-up comedy. No, it was open mic night, see? And I performed stand-up comedy for a live audience.
You sound more coherent today than usual. Is this?
I know, I feel very confident now.
So give us some of your material. Let's hear this. Or did you just do Stephen Wright jokes?
No, I have my own. All right. A horse walks into a bar. Several people, were realizing the danger of the situation, get up and leave.
All right. I'm into it.
That's good.
I'm into it. Go on.
And they're like, wait, no, that's it.
That was good. Okay.
Let me think. A man has a dream, and a four-year-old orders a beer for the bar. He wakes up and finds it's funny, so he... turns over in the bed and tells his wife this. She merely laughs and falls asleep. He realizes his marriage is falling apart and weeps.
No. You had me, you lost me. Give me another one.
First
what
one
did you
one.
Close with?
I don't even know. I was in a rush.
Take my transgendered neighbor, please. Did you do that?
What?
Or do we, oh, not enough people know the backstory? It would take it too long.
Take my deviant septum, please.
I got that fixed the other day.
No, we can hear you.
No, don't ever change, Pizza Destroyer.
Yeah, don't go and change.
Other than adding
hey, all right. I got more jokes. Okay. What's green? It has wheels. Grass. I lied about the wheels.
All right. Maybe with proper delivery.
The first joke was the best. Do more like that.
Why was six
like
afraid
talk,
of seven?
Move around the stage like a panther, like Dane Cook. People love that.
And if you go Hollywood,
right.
People love that.
Why is six afraid of seven? Because seven's a nigger.
Oh, that's very too racial
bombs.
Slave.
You didn't really make that joke, did you?
No, I stole it.
From?
A friend of mine at school.
I actually think that might have been one of Seth Putnam's
really?
Tweets, yes.
Also,
oh, really?
A good tip is to bring a big trunk out on stage full of wacky gadgets that you put together.
Oh, I love
people
when comedians
love
do
it.
That.
Love it.
Love it.
Wait, knock, knock.
Watermelons.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if you want to cover other comedians' jokes,
mm-hmm.
people love that.
Yeah.
People love you covering other people's jokes.
Don't talk down to the pizza, Rob. Come on.
Check this out. All right.
No, it's your fucking.
Knock, knock.
Constructive advice here.
Knock, knock.
That's so rude, man.
Knock, knock.
You are out of line.
Yeah. Come on,
knock,
guys.
Knock, who's there? Say it.
Perfect. All right, so you got our tips, the pizza? You going to be working on it?
I got some more where that came from.
Oh, you thought of another one?
Let's hear it.
Knock, knock. Who's there? The police. Your entire family have died in a car accident.
But you got to work on the delivery, man.
Yeah, you're
like,
rushing
that actually could be
that
really
funny.
But
what? The woman leaves the kitchen. She had just prepared her breakfast and was late for a full-time job as a firefighter.
Right,
like
see how
that
works. See that?
I like
yeah.
That
you got to. Oh, that was perfect.
Well, it was six afraid of seven. It
no,
wasn't. Okay, right, are okay. Non-sentient and therefore incapable of fear.
Wait, say that again.
Why was six afraid of seven? It wasn't. Numbers are non-sentient and therefore incapable of fear.
Nice. Yeah,
I like
okay,
that.
That's
way
better.
And the delivery.
So, a Hispanic, African American, Jewish, and Asian man were walking down the street. They were involved in a parade that celebrated racial equality.
I thought it was just Darren walking down the street.
Oh God.
Okay, I see where you're going. You might want some more range with the humor because all the jokes are pretty much like you're just going for the obvious thing.
He's
which,
like the M. Night Shyamalan of comedy.
I could lend you a joke that's of a similar type.
What? Please.
That the lead singer of Alkaline Trio actually said at a show that I saw them at. What do you call that guy flying a plane? A pilot, fucking racist.
Right.
Everybody was so uncomfortable when he did the setup, every fucking New York pretentious, fucking politically correct hipster and punk rock was just like, are we about to not be allowed to like this band anymore?
I think that was a couple albums ago.
Yeah.
A man walks into a bar, his drinking is destroying his family.
I've heard that one before.
Well, that's like that on the Every Time I Die DVD. I like the part where they're telling jokes like, your mother's so black, I hope she didn't experience any racism when she was a child. your mama is so fat, I hope one day she becomes comfortable with her body.
That's like the joke equivalent of the Anal Cunt love song album.
Basically, yeah.
Hey, can I submit a band for Thresh It or Trash It?
No.
Are they Russian?
Yeah, it's only Russian.
Oh, shit, really? Does the
wait,
count
wait.
If they were once signed to a record label but now disbanded?
Are they Russian is the question.
Yes, they are Russian.
What are they called?
Scald.
Rob?
No, what are they called?
Scald, like scalding water.
What?
It's just Scald.
Butter Scald?
We'll see if we have time after we go through these initial ones, all right?
Oh, okay.
Get him out of here.
Bye.
Keep up the good work, pizza.
It's time for...
No pizza.
Trash it or trash it.
Sean, are you in this yet?
Trash it.
No, say it's sexy.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it. Don't say it over me.
I thought you were in there twice.
Trash it or trash it.
You are in there twice.
Trash
you say it once, and then they ask you to say it sexily. And then you say it again.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash
that
it
counts
or
as
trash
one.
It.
Thrash it or trash it.
So you get two and I get zero. Yeah. Let's play some trash talk.
What was that?
Sorry. I just had trash searched in
trash talk was
in the iTunes. Okay, so first band is Emily Rose. Pretty English sounding name for a Russian band.
What's the Russian name?
I don't know.
How do you say it?
How do you say Emily in Russian?
I don't think there's a
Emily.
Say it with an accent.
Emma.
How do you say it in Iranian?
I don't know.
Hey, that's one thing. We didn't joke that you were a terrorist last week, so you got to.
I want to bring up, this is the third time you're bringing up, oh, see, we didn't joke you're a terrorist. I got it.
Are you sure? We didn't say anything
that's
about terrorism whatsoever.
That's wonderful. Wow, you guys
are so didn't say anything about how you eat sunflower seeds from your belly button.
Is that true? Let's talk about it.
No, we're not talking about it because they're in the middle of something.
Rob is just fucking.
Just like those seeds are in the middle of something.
Rob is never going to be my friend after this show.
Wait, is it true?
I don't regularly.
Sometimes they fall on his tummy, and he has to get the mask.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe once in a while he might roll over, and he has a little surprise.
Exactly.
Stuck to his tummy or in his belly button.
They dump out like a jackpot.
Because Noah is a saint, and she never does anything gross like that.
Oh, I do plenty of gross things.
All right, then.
So you were saying?
I'm done. I'm out of here.
Emily Rose, apparently.
Can we just wrap this up?
I'm
not ashamed of them at all. What do we think, guys?
Sid, please.
Sid, start it off.
It's a lot going on there. It's a fucking mess. I trashed that. Sorry.
No?
I don't mind the music too much and the background vocals, but the lead singing thing, I don't like it at all.
So?
So I trash it.
Yeah, it had me for a little bit until the gang vocals and him talking on a megaphone or something.
Yeah, that's what it took me.
So the gang vocals detracted for you.
Yeah. I mean, wow.
I'm trying
to dial out completely from any kind of bro-corey gang vocals in my life.
Oh.
Oh, and here you go. This too, and the harmonizing vocals that ruined it even more.
Jenny, what did you think?
Oh, wait,
trash.
Sean.
I'm sorry.
What is it?
Trash. Sorry.
Awesome.
Thank you, Darren's computer.
You are welcome.
Jenny, what'd you think?
Trash it.
Oh.
Talk like that the rest of the show.
Yeah.
If you insist.
I think this band has certain positive qualities,
sure.
But overall, I wouldn't listen to them. So I trash it.
Thank you, Darren's computer.
You are
all
welcome.
Right. So, okay, so he described Emily Rose. First of all, a very interesting band, Emily Rose. A mix of everything in modern metal. Fast, melodic, fun, like no others.
That's why Sid didn't like it.
Here's another cool band, Autoscan. Very cool mix of post-hardcore and deathcore. But now it's like Converge meets Russia.
All right. Whoa. Yeah, name drop that. Let's hear this.
Loading.
Sid hates fun.
Yep. Oh, track is only 242.
Oh, okay.
Sid does hate fun.
Auto scan, by the way.
It sounded red.
I'm a curmudgeon.
Forward?
No. Stalling.
Oh,
boy.
Nothing like
Conversion Hall.
They had me, they lost me.
I wish it was just played like normal.
The intro was great.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to be a rocking good time.
And then the vocals.
And then it stopped being a rocking good time.
I guess
then
you hate fun. Don't think you're going to have a rocking good time.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh. There's like a clappy part. Oh, this is the break.
Oh.
Sing it.
Wait, really? Like this and then death chord? Singing in Russia?
Yeah, I'm surprised that this is from Russia.
And then this? Come on!
Okay,
come on.
Are we trashing across the border? Is somebody liking this?
I didn't think it was that bad. I like the music.
Vocals kill it.
I wish that he didn't mix it up with the singing and that...
It's two different vocals,
no. Oh, it is?
Yes. Well, the guitarist is the clean stuff, and this vocalist is...
Okay,
the
guitarist should
the
just
breeze.
Shut the fuck up and just play the guitar, and then we'll be fine.
So you like the breeze?
Yeah, I didn't mind
the breeze.
I thought he was saying I thought he was just having fun.
No, he likes cheese.
Cheese!
Brie!
Oh,
Brie, I get it.
Oh, okay, I don't like that then. Trash it. Brie.
All right. Here we go. A very dark and chariot-like band, Maria.
Okay.
Or Chosen.
Now, if he name drops another one, like another band that I love, and then plays some crap, like this is getting frustrating.
Uh-oh. Their genre is Afrobeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Jenny, you can sing along to this.
I can't.
Loading. You know, I might think that the excess of laptops might be slowing down the overall download speed.
One.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah. I'm just looking out for the benefit of the group.
Okay. Do you want me to No, I can't disconnect.
Oh. Can't you?
Maybe you just need to get an upgrade on your computer or something.
It actually has nothing to do with my computer. It's completely the Wi-Fi connection, which is the studio's fault.
Maybe you should get the studio an upgraded Wi-Fi connection.
Yep. You're right. It is my fault.
Can we listen to On Bended Knee by Boys to Men in the meantime?
Smell your dick, perhaps?
While we're
waiting.
It's honey
so badger.
Cold in the D. Hold on, it's playing. Playing the same show. Uh-oh, this part. All right, so me and Sean obviously thrash it. Dang.
Yeah, it's got chariot pieces, it's got JonBenet pieces. It's good mix of stuff.
I liked it more than the other bands, but I still don't like it enough to thrash it. Sorry.
Thrash it. Knower.
It's No Aria. Is a power metal.
Oh, that band is so awful.
No Aria.
Oh, they're so bad.
Do I trash it?
Aria is a Russian power metal band, and like.
Are you talking about Asia?
No, I'm talking about Aria. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correct or not.
Do you know Asia?
Yes.
Do you like Asia?
She likes Asia. She doesn't like Asians.
Yeah.
Get it straight.
Get it right or pay the price.
Nice salute your shorts around.
So wait, did you trash it or thrash it?
Trash.
Okay.
Jennifer?
Trash it.
But yeah, Aria is terrible because I had them in my iTunes because a friend gave them to me to listen to. Like, oh, train this out.
Oh, what friend is this?
Alan.
Guy? Oh.
And anytime it would come up a show, I'd be like, what the fuck is this? I'd be like, oh. It's this bad until I finally just deleted them. So that's my Aria story. Great story, Rob. Thanks. Next band is My Autumn. I'm doing the show myself. Hey, guys, how's it going? Oh, it's going pretty good. Thanks, guys. Wonderful.
What,
so,
you mean you're
actually
complaining?
Guys are here?
You're complaining?
Well, at least when it's just me, I don't make fun of myself.
Sean's too busy reading.
I just learned yesterday. I'd like to enjoy it. Sorry.
Okay, so we're going to play Desire. I have a feeling this band is going to sound like Killswitch Engage.
Or Acacia Strain.
There better be an O. Oh, actually.
Give that crab core dance. Sean is crab coring on the studio floor right now.
Oh my god, Sean!
That's the IMC.
It's great that, like, a band like this exists in Russia.
Is it?
Yeah!
It just shows our influence on the world.
I'm waiting for the breakdown. There better be a serious breakdown.
I really hope
there's
a guitar solo.
It might happen. Probably not.
Sean is doing the ostrich of dance or whatever. The chicken, the funky chicken. Sean is doing the funky chicken.
Can we get to our thrash or trash?
Yes, go ahead.
Sucks. Trash.
Noah.
Look, there are no gothic knights.
Who is really?
Who I really want to go see next month. Can you please go with me?
No.
Buy him a ticket like I have to.
Yeah, buy me a ticket.
I will.
And drink.
It's like $5. Oh. And probably there are beer specials.
Is there really no breakdown of the song? Come on, guys. Let's make it happen.
Okay, so there are no gothic knights. But I like the way the vocalist sounds because he sounds like a gorilla. So I'll thrash it.
But you're racist, so don't you hate gorillas?
Oh, Robert.
What?
Wow. Robert, that's... Jesus.
What? She's the racist
Keep
one.
Your racist
I like
outside,
I like monkeys. I like old world monkeys, and the gorilla is...
Oh,
man,
oh,
come on.
God.
Both of you.
Guys, just because Darren isn't here doesn't mean you have to fill the really, really, really racist void that you have.
Yeah.
I like...
That is waiting for what Darren says in the chat. Jeez.
I think Darren is back to gambling. He's not
no, he's
academy.
In there. He's in there.
So, Sean, what did you
do? First off, this is no Corpiclani.
Hey! You're no Corpiclani
it's
either.
It's true. You sound like my mother. But, no. Actually,
okay.
There's, you know, the two different vocals that are going on. I don't like the low gorilla one. I like the more exasperated, angry one that's going on. That's not what it sounded like at all. Thank you, Darren's computer. For
you are welcome.
But I just couldn't do it. It's just too generic. Trash.
Too generic for Sean.
Too generic.
Wow.
Wait.
I didn't know that could be a thing.
I just have
to
read.
Why do I listen to a generic?
Sean,
everything.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I just have to read Darren's response to the chat before it disappears. I just don't understand how Darren is a racist became a meme when I never say anything racist.
So I respond, that's why it's funny. And Darren responds, no, it's lame.
Uh-oh.
I think I've offended Darren.
We can't make Darren angry because we need him to bring home the cash.
Like he's going to share it with you now.
He sounds buttered.
Well, he might bring us donuts again.
Clearly he's just angry because they put him in a room next to black people. And we know how Darren feels about that.
Okay, so Sean.
I'm listening to the ground. I don't care at this point.
Yeah.
Sean, so I apologize for cutting you off.
When did you do that, Darren's computer?
This is Noah speaking.
Oh, when did you cut me off?
You were talking about this band and that you don't like the monkey vocals.
Oh, yeah. But no, all I said
was. He
was
done
very,
with it.
Yeah, I just said very
did
generic.
You trash or
no,
trash?
No, trash. And then I tried, then Rob said that everything I listened to was generic. And then I disagreed. Nothing I listened to is generic.
You interrupted me, Noah.
Yeah, you interrupted him.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not. There's just no presence coming from your side of the room, so I didn't know.
Anyway, We're gonna do. Let's do one last band, The Wheels of Sorrow. That he sent. This band has a guy in the band also named Igor and Slava.
Of course.
And Ilya.
Oh, I know Ilya.
Oh, okay.
The guy in the band?
No.
Oh.
No, I just know and Ilya.
Oh.
Breathe the Silence is the track title. Oh, it's only 119. This might be an intro track. Let's go to another one. Madness and Contagion. So what do you think, guys?
Right there. I think my says it. Trash.
And you loved it?
Yeah. I just came in my jeans.
I want Ilya to come over and sing like that for me.
So what do you say, Noah?
I thrash it.
Ding!
Are you serious? Yeah.
Only if Ilya comes over and sings it for me.
You don't even know what Ilya looks like, and he's not the singer.
Well, he better look like what I'm imagining.
Which is what?
I'm not telling.
He has an Enchanted shirt on. Do you like that band? That sounds like a band you would like.
Yeah.
Ella Enchanted?
Go on. So, Sid, what'd you think?
It's all the poop without any of the Snoopy dogs. I trash it.
But don't you listen to these type of bands?
What?
Don't they sound like Taking Back Sunday?
He listens
not at
to
all.
A la Pikachuva. Or
a la Pikachuva.
Yeah.
Nice. Getting ethnic.
A la Pikachu.
you don't you dare peek at me.
So, these guys are no Northerner. Norther. Is that the band? Norther?
No, I think you're thinking of Tear.
But Norther doesn't Tweer. Sound anything
Tweer?
Like this.
Tweer, is it?
Is it Tweer? That's
Tweer.
Tweer.
We can't even say it because we don't have the proper accent.
Tweer.
Tweer.
Tweer. Tweer.
Move on.
Tweer. No, but this is, I'm not into this emo core crap. Trash. Sorry, dude from Russia, but.
Wait. Jenny Penny?
Shit.
I don't like it.
Thank you.
Okay. And that, my friends, concludes this all Russian edition of.
Trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Trash talk.
Yeah.
That revitalized everything.
So, in the chat, they're yelling at us to play something special.
It's something so special. Cold in the D.
Oh, I think it's...
User submission.
User submission.
Here come some songs created by our fans. Here come some songs created by our fans.
Metal injection junkies have nothing to do, so they make some songs for me and you.
That's gay.
Somebody gonna get submissions.
The Ripper? He's showcasing his talents.
Cancer Scare and Mammoth Grinder made a bunch.
Mammoth Command.
User submission.
All right. Wow. So that wasn't this user submission. That was
I get goosebumps every time I hear that. It's so good.
To Ross Gnarly's recap of episode 105, Yellers and Moshers, which was 2 weeks ago, back when I was here. Clearly Ross was just as insulted by your behavior as I was.
Oh,
So, here we go with Yellers and Moshers.
Broken record.
Recap. All right, here we go with the submission.
When I give something to someone, they usually take it.
I got a baby. I got a baby.
Hey, do you like music?
Yellers and Moshers. Yellers and Moshers. Get naked and get poked. Get naked and get poked. Yellers and Moshers. Yellers and Moshers. Get naked and get poked. Get naked and get poked. Yellers and Moshers.
Roar!
My poop bonded together to prevent the toilet from flushing.
Rob's poop has the density of a dying sun.
I must have clogged at least one toilet a day. It's weird.
Just mung in the crevice.
Okay. Clogging up toilets the way I clog black girls. We clogged Paul's toilet.
Dumping 83 pounds of poop. And-
the toilet is overclogged. There's poop everywhere.
In retrospect, can you see a flaw in that plan?
Yellers and Moshers. Yellers and Moshers. Get naked and get poked. Get naked and get poked. Yellers and Moshers. Yellers and Moshers. Get naked and get poked. Get naked and get poked. Yellers and Moshers.
Oh, well, I put his teeth down to the curb and I stopped on it. And then we go, well, why'd you do that? He goes, oh, he was a nigger.
Wish the best live cast host ever a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Sean, that sexy man beat that he is.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, shit.
We're like the Lady Gaga of metal. We're like the Lady Gaga of metal.
This is Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Oh.
I was calling with Sean happy birthday.
He likes to call himself an Irish Jew, which is an oxymoron.
Badonk dunk.
Yellers and Moshers. Yellers and Moshers. Get naked and get poked. Get naked and get poked. Yellers and Moshers. Yellers and Moshers. Get naked and get poked. Get naked and get poked. Yellers and Moshers.
Album by Fish called Hoist. It's close enough.
Roar!
You're the robot.
Hey! This is my butt!
Yeah, I jerked off into a Doritos bag.
The internet's here!
Like hot fire. Like hot fire.
Dirty ground!
I don't need the pussy.
I think.
We're like the Lady Gaga of metal. We're like the Lady Gaga of metal.
Hey, do you like music?
Yellers and Moshers. Yellers and Moshers. Get naked and get poked. Get naked and get poked. Yellers and Moshers. Yellers and Moshers. Get naked and get poked. Get naked and get poked. Yellers and Moshers.
I'm a big Ross Gnarly fan.
All right, Ross Gnarly staking his claim as the cancer scare of 2011.
Hey.
What were you going to say, Sid?
It was long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that for it.
3 minutes and 35 seconds.
Felt longer.
Of Yellers and Moshers.
Felt a few minutes longer.
Uh-oh. So, Sid, would you thrash it or trash it?
Well, he actually did work, so.
But he had 2 weeks. And other than the Sean Fish thing. Which I'd want to remind everybody that Sean does like fish.
That's not true. Okay.
P-H-I-S-H.
One that. Album was mildly listenable.
That's all. One too many, so.
I thought you were talking about F-I-S-H. I was confused for a second because he was just eating shrimp before the show.
I do love better. That kind of fish.
I expect
love it.
Better from these guys.
Hey.
I hold them to a higher standard.
That's true. I'm sorry.
It's like Hebrew National.
But I do feel I need to send that to my sister now so she can bump it while she drives around.
Bump it like that accessory that girls put in their hair?
Yes. Just like that.
Hmm. And that concludes...
I think it's time.
that time of the show. No longer time.
User submitted. User submission.
User submission.
Here come some songs created by our fans.
I guess that's more of an intro than an outro.
But I just wanted to play it too.
Anywho.
It works both ways.
Anywho, there's someone in the chat named Sid doesn't approve of your lifestyle.
That's me. Yeah. Shit, that's me.
I don't know. I wasn't in the chat last week. I don't know what your new nick is.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's someone in the chat here called Noah. Who's that?
I wonder.
Are my folks in the chat today?
There's someone in the chat called Sean's folks.
What were you going to say about the person you thought wasn't me?
I just wanted to say that's a funny
thank you.
Handle, but thank I you. Take it back now that I know it's you.
That's mean, Rob.
He holds the high.
Good.
Take it easy on Sid.
Yeah, let's go easy on him.
Sid has feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
And he might come into the show next week and just start yelling at us for no reason.
Yelling. I was bringing up topics for conversation.
I'm expecting Darren to yell at me next week. When
Rob, you are anti-humor. Anti-fun.
I don't like jokes.
You hate jokes.
I hate jokes.
Obviously,
so
you don't. Because we were damn funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, wow. From your
got a lot of likes.
Did you tell them about him blowing up the bathroom?
Yeah, of course we did.
Oh, I thought you left that out. See?
Like, I'm the only person in existence that has ever blown... Did you tell them about how you overflowed the bathroom and put poo everywhere? Oh, you left that part of the story out.
Well, who's poo?
Yeah, we didn't want to embarrass
so
you.
My poo.
We didn't want to embarrass you that way.
Oh, I see. Well, you're so thoughtful, though.
I didn't want to tell them that I traveled with you and I had to live in your shit for 6 days.
Oh, my goodness. That's
that would be embarrassing for me.
I'm going to stab you, Noah.
With what, your bong? That's the only thing you carry in your pocket.
I carry a bong in my pocket, Noah? Wow.
Noah's had a little one too many.
Great volley. Great volley back. I'm down for the count. You got me.
You're never good at sports.
What?
I don't know how
Noah,
we started talking about volleyball.
You're just lighting up right now.
Shut up.
Okay.
I'm done.
It's okay, she's an immigrant. She's alive.
Yeah, I don't need to understand your culture.
I don't know if Darren's being serious in the chat or if he's fucking with me, but in regards to my whole trying to start a Darren is racist joke, he's like, and I have a lot of black friends and some of them listen. They're bound to think it's based on some real info they don't know about. They don't know that you just made it up that shit and lied.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't like the joke because he thinks his black friends that listen are going to think he's actually racist and stop being his black friends.
Mm-hmm.
They should know now.
They're going to stop being his black friends?
Yeah.
Is he
serious or is he fucking around?
Operation.
I can't tell.
Why would he be fucking around?
That
sounds like
silly.
A serious thing to say.
Really?
Yeah, I think this was an issue for him before.
So he has lifelong, these true great friends who happen to be black, and me making a joke is going to turn them around on Darren? What kind of friends are they then? He basically what he's saying is that black friends are fair-weather friends. They will drop your ass. So, yes, Darren is racist.
Okay, well, we have some calls.
All right, let's bring
Do
him
it.
On.
I hope they're Darren's black friend.
Private number. It might be a black guy. Let's see.
Private number. Hello.
Am I black?
Yeah, you're on.
Hello, this is Tori from Norway.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Tori.
Tori?
Yeah.
What's up, Tori from Norway?
I was just going to call you about Even and Thor for, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
When those two guys called.
From Norway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even and Thor.
Thor.
Yeah, they were definitely Norwegian.
Squared and Thor?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And actually nothing constructive to say. I just wanted to thank you for 2 good years. I've been listening to you, and you're quite funny, and I'm obviously not.
Wait,
you're obviously not.
Hey,
what?
You don't sell yourself short.
You're obviously not funny, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I listen to you guys.
Don't put your phone.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah. I mean, sure, I'm funny, but Noah and Sean,
We're funnier. Not at all.
They're just mean. And we know Darren is racist. Is that what the thing is now?
I'm funny. Yeah, Darren is absolutely racist.
Charming.
He's awful.
We've taken it global.
In
the world.
In Norway, Darren is considered a racist now. Because
Darren is
going to
come
job.
Back next week, and he's going to stab you.
He's very upset in the chat.
Obviously. In Norway.
And now he said. I can't quote what he says in the chat because. I don't know. He just gets him mad, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
If you want to, though, feel free, Rob.
So, Tori, that's awesome that you've been listening. The listener in Norway. Is it like 4 in the morning there now?
Right now, it's, 4 in the morning. Absolutely correct.
What are you doing up?
Yeah, don't you have, like,
partying?
Work or school tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm actually free, so I thought I would drink some tequila and listen to you guys.
Oh, very nice, very nice. They have tequila.
And Darren in Norwegian actually means racists.
Darren in Norwegian, Darren translates to racist.
Well, Zodiac Killer had maybe the line of the night in the chat. In Norway, Darren is considered moderate.
Oh, no.
Darren, I would just like to point out that I am not laughing. This is very serious for me.
Look, I would like to defend Darren right now and say that he is not a racist. He is a lovely man, and I hate how you guys just bully whoever's not here that week.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I'm going to totally take the side. He's not a racist at all, ever, in the history of the N-word.
Of racism, you mean?
Are you...
I don't know.
But he does hate sleeves.
Sleeves?
Yes.
Sleeves, not slaves. Sleeves.
No, Robert.
Sleeves. I mean,
I'm going on record that I didn't say anything.
I just said it could have been misheard. I wanted to clarify.
Right. I said
he
sleeves.
He hates sleeves, not slaves.
Exactly.
What? Okay.
How can he hate? They don't exist anymore. That's not even something
sleeves?
To hate. He could hate the concept of slavery.
Right.
Or
that's
he
fine.
Hate that it's no longer.
Oh, Jenny! Oh, come on, Jenny. We're trying to turn this around.
Me and Noah haven't said shit.
I'm Switzerland.
Except you guys keep making Zig Heil signs. Like, what the fuck is that about?
That's like
that's on the radio, okay? They don't see faces.
I was just scratching underneath my armpit.
And that is my physical Tourette's. I just do that.
Physical Tourette's. Okay, sure.
So we still have Tori on the line.
Tori, are you still there?
Yeah, I am here.
We might be in the market for a new co-host after this week.
Well, what is Darren actually doing? Is he away for some reason, or
he's
just being lazy?
He's in Las Vegas right now. He's just lazy now.
I hope he's doing well.
You said I don't recall.
I hope he's not really mad at me. I don't want him gambling angry.
You can't with that. He's just fucking a hooker now angrily.
Oh, Jesus. Come on. You can never fuck a hooker.
No,
yeah, I know.
He's talked about this on the show. Wow, no. You don't
maybe
pay attention
he's
to people
just
at
so
all.
Angry that...
Too far.
Too far. Wow, you're amazing. You're amazing, Tori. I love you. Platonically speaking.
It's like,
I love you too.
He's a girl, Rob.
Lot. Tori, how old are you?
I'm 23. 23?
Yeah. Wonderful. And you've been listening since for 2 years, you say?
Well, soon 2 years. I started listening the summer for 2 years ago. Soon to be. I think in five episodes it will be the 100th anniversary. Yeah, well, what's it called?
Anniversary.
When you have yeah, thank you.
Could you do me a favor? Quickly, just spell your first name for me.
I will in the chat, because I'm way too drunk to actually spell it in English right now, sorry.
Rob, I asked him to spell his first name for me.
He said he's too drunk to do it.
But there's an end game here. Let it play out.
Okay, go ahead.
Just try.
T-O-R-G-E.
You know what that was?
What?
Tori spelling.
Ah!
I get it.
I don't.
I think Pete the Destroyer should use that joke.
Yeah, that's a total Pete.
That's fine, man. Imitation. There's form of flatter.
Did I already tell that story about when Tori Spelling flicked me off?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We won't.
It was good. That was a few weeks ago you told that story.
Is it because you're a racist?
She's white.
Oh, she's definitely a racist. Come on, have you ever seen that girl?
Did you just rate me by deception?
I love this. This guy's fantastic.
Okay, you win. You're going to be the next host.
Yeah.
Of the metal injection.
Wait, who's he replacing? That's what I'm not certain of.
Sean.
When I moved to Hawaii. When I moved to Hawaii.
I was replaced.
Aaron's
not
in the same room as you anymore, so.
Well, that might mean I'm gone.
Well.
Darren contributes way more.
Oh, wait. No, let's sit. Let's sit. Let's sit. Stay.
Yay. Okay, so who goes, Tori? Come on.
Well, 3D isn't there at all, so.
But even in a week, Darren's not here. The
wait,
only
I need 3D to laugh at, so. Fuck. What if I join and then leave?
Wow, very noble answer. He's eliminating himself. I like it.
I
you
like
be a co-host
guy.
For one show.
This is enough. This is enough story.
If you want, you can come to New York and I'll marry you and you'll have citizenship. And then you can
thank
always
you.
Be on the show.
I'm pretty sure Mongoose Commander also needs citizenship.
What, from Connecticut?
Sorry, I have a question. Which of our music tastes would you say you most agree with?
Oh, that's hard. Well, I'm Scandinavian, so it's kind of hard to get into American metal. I still try, though, but more on... well, if you take Rob and Noah and combine them into some... gnarly superpower. That's the kind of music I will listen to.
Would
Knob.
We be Knob?
I like Knob better.
I like Roa.
Yeah, Knob music.
Knobcore.
What's wrong with me?
Well, he doesn't listen to like American
so
stuff.
He like Refused, maybe? They're from around there. Turbo Negro?
Refused is from Sweden. But yeah, I know of them.
Hey. Totally different country.
But they're right next to each
other.
That's
like from, Illinois.
Yeah, Sweden and Norway.
Right there.
Okay.
Dead air. All right, we should wrap things up.
We have another call.
Tori, you were a lot funnier than you expected.
Tori.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, he's the one that sold himself short.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tori, you're hilarious. Stop it.
You're our brand new co-host.
You're great. We love you. Thank you for staying up till 4 in the morning and listening to us.
No problem. I have tequila.
Oh, thanks to tequila, then, for keeping you up.
That'll put me asleep.
And keep on listening, because there's plenty more to come next week. But yeah, thanks for listening, and have a good night. Ta-ta.
Thank you, guys. Have fun.
Oh, we will.
Maybe we will. Maybe not.
Okay, so we're going to wrap things up. As you hear the sound of Jenny trying to light the pipe in the back.
Holding
that's
it up to the mic.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's past 10.
What does that have to do with anything?
I have to say, though, one thing that we definitely have over Sirius is that we can smoke on air.
Yeah.
And tell people about the fact that we're doing it.
And we could be interesting.
And we can be really interesting.
Mm-hmm. And people can listen to us for free.
Right.
But not in their cars, unless they put us on their audio player of choice.
And we only have that Jose guy on like once every 2 years instead of every day.
Mm.
They do have that on us.
No. We
so,
have that on
them. You're a terrible person, Sid. Terrible. I can't even speak. Jenny's over it. All right, we're going to wrap it up. I want to thank Tori. I want to thank Shlomo, as usual.
In the chat, someone said, can you eat your own cum in Sirius? No.
The Ta. Pizza Destroyer.
The
Ta. Can I
shorten it
the
to the Ta? The Za?
The Za,
right, like
the Za for his
the
amazing job.
I like
yeah.
that.
I like the Za. Yeah, the
I
Za.
Like the Za.
Okay, wait. He's,
or
he's
maybe,
on the phone.
Or maybe Zadi. Zadi.
The pizza destroyer. He's on the phone.
Oh.
Right
pizza?
Now? Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah.
You haven't played my Russian band yet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're wrapping up.
Man.
I told you we might play it if we have time. I want to thank Igor from Russia for emailing us and listening.
Oh, okay.
Sorry we don't like the bands that you like, but you can like them. We don't judge.
I like one of them.
Well,
I mean, you probably be into them. It's like,
Darren?
It's like Candlemass plus Bathory.
Darren,
the greatest person ever and making
really
a lot of money.
I don't really think you're racist, Darren. I just think it's funny that you get so upset by something so nonsensical.
He's not upset.
Oh, I hope not.
I miss the sound effects.
Yeah,
well,
we need
the show is totally empty without them. I never realized.
It's very bare.
Also,
it's like we're doing the show naked.
This is acoustic.
I am.
Metal Injection God
also,
acoustic.
Waist down.
Acoustic.
I found out that Sid was engaged literally 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, Darren, for putting up with it. Now you know exactly how I felt last week. Except you're listening live, which is an advantage you have over me. I had to listen to it back on the plane. While a lady was asking me to buckle her seatbelt for her.
Oh, no.
What are you unknowing about?
I was going to ask the pizza a question, but too bad.
We're just going to have to save it until next week. We're going to close things off. We talked about this earlier with a tribute to the greatest rapper to ever live right here on Metal Injection.
Darren is the greatest rapper who has ever lived.
Mm-hmm. The second greatest rapper to have ever Here he is, straight out of Brooklyn, New York, weighing in at 400 pounds.
No, he's not.
No, Notorious B.I.G. Oh, God.
What?
The remix. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. We'll go with this. A little remix.
Can you just play Will Smith instead?
No.
Play that Whip Your Hair song.
No.
I like He's a Nice Guy.
No, Whip Your Hair. And I want you to whip your hair as you're playing it.
He's a Nice Guy.
Wait, we don't have anyone to put sound effects over the song. So, Rob, you do it.
Roar!
This is the lion.
Roar.
This is the lion.
Fucking bullshit.
Oh yes. SHLOMO.
China, hey. China, hey.
This is the lion.
This is the lion.
I like drugs.
Come on, guys. I'm a Mary in Maryland.
Of course.
Darren!
17 years old.
Estas hecho para mi Toyota.
Half out in the back of my mouth.
Let me smell your dick.
Yeah, we did it. SHLOMO.
Of course.
A month.
LMF!
How about we just listen to a good song and shut the fuck up?
You want to put one on?
Seriously? Oh, how dare you? Now you're the fucking racist.
Get the fuck out of here.
You guys got hoist? You got fish hoist in there, man?
And I went nuts.
Sweating blood.
What a piece of shit I am.
Over it. I like drugs. I'm a Barbie girl.
Stop it!
That's Darren. I have it. I'll play it one day.